This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Is your retirement recession ready? Efforts to slow down our economy to combat inflation could send us right into a recession. Scott here to provide some tips on how you can help ensure your retirement savings are okay. Thank you for joining us today. Financial Insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. We got some audio for folks today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, let's start us off. As the Federal Reserve is taking an aggressive approach to try to cool inflation.
It would be nice if there were a way to just wish it away, but there isn't. We have to get supply and demand back into alignment. And the way we do that is by slowing the economy. Hopefully, we do that by slowing the economy and we see some softening in labor market conditions and we see a big contribution from supply side, you know, improvements and things like that. But none of that is guaranteed.
Yeah, he's trying everything he can. I was looking at one of the reports from the Kroll Institute, Megan, saying, you know, he's the head of the world's largest central bank, and it's critical time right now. And so basically, he's trying to do everything he can. Frankly, he's also leaving out, when you think about the prescription he's bringing in, here we are, almost like in the President Reagan's time, the highest inflation is even getting higher. He's got to do something. And of course, trying to do something, he's pulling in the political arena, which is really ticking people off, because the question is basically he's squeezing the inflation for rapid interest rate hikes, sending stocks through convulsions as we see. And of course, the market it can be totally exacerbated, not only in the United States, but overseas. So he's trying to figure this out. And I think we're in a very tight conundrum. I can tell you people are going to be needing guidance more than ever.
Well, definitely, Scott, because it's painful right now. And as the Fed is taking action to try to slow down the economy to bring inflation back down.
The real point is this. What we hear from people when we meet with them is that they really are suffering from inflation. If we want to set ourselves up, light the way to another period of a very strong labor market, we have got to get inflation behind us. I wish there were a painless way to do that. There isn't.
There's no painless way. They got to get this in control. It's out of control. And the way they're throwing gas on the fire is they're giving free money away. This is ludicrous. Absolutely out of control. When you want to make everybody and give them a hug and a kiss and give them a, hey, way to go. You did a good job, Johnny. Great baseball. Yeah, even though you lost 30-0. Well, stop this nonsense. And what's happening is they keep pouring money in the economy. It's just adding fuel, which is going to be much higher than we talk about Reagan's period. And if we go back just a few years ago, Alex, we go back just a couple years ago, we think about we're trading off happiness for comfort. Just so you think about 1970s versus the here it is. A few years later, now these houses in 2016 are 1,000 square feet larger than it was in 1978. People are living a lot better here in 2019 and 20 until the market's been changing. They keep printing money like a drunk sailor keeps drinking. Well, you know what? As society wants to this have comfort, there's going to be pain. And almost like in breaking a leg, it's painful setting it. And waiting, not having to run and jump. That's the painful part. I want to do things. Like people when retire. Here we're planning on retiring and people now may have to stay back and work a little bit longer because their 401ks are dropping like they did in 2008. Could it get worse? It could. This is why people cannot lean and sit back on their laurels and do nothing. Jerome Powell is trying to do one thing, and frankly, getting politically involved, just double dumb. And here, right before we go into the voting in November. Well, double dumb.
And Scott, as the Fed tries to do things to slow down the economy, concerns obviously that this could get us into a recession. So what do retirees need to know about trying to retire into a recession?
Well, frankly, I don't know why. When you look at recession and they quote the definition of recession, I think one area we spoke about maybe before, and clients were asking me about that, is are we in recession? Well, go to the stores. As my wife said last night, I can't believe, Scott, I'm buying stuff at the stores. It's so expensive. Hmm. Now, thank goodness we have enough money to handle the price. But let me tell you, there's people out there really hurting for sure. They can't even go out to eat when they used to go out to eat. And they need to get this in control quickly. But it's being a political Ponzi, a political chess game. How do we figure this out? And then we're using oil in other areas, whether you're Democrat or Republican or independent. People are ticked off more than ever. They need strong leadership. And as I say, go back to, you know, 1970s versus now, the houses are bigger. People's quality of life. People want happiness for comforts, for modern comforts. Things are changing, and it's going to perhaps get much worse until this unravels.
Well, and Scott, I think real important here to give people information. If people do have questions, if they want to talk this out with you, is there, you know, how do people get a hold of you? What should they do?
You know, they can get a hold of us. As you think about Americans a few years ago, we didn't have the internet. Well, they can look us up on the internet, 609-488-4646.com. Oh, by the way, Alex, that is our phone number. So yeah. If you've got questions, you can call us, 609-488-4646. Or if you're on the internet, just enter .com. Because people are using, I watch my wife and daughter watching TV, and they're on their phones, and I'm watching TV. I said, do you guys see that? Oh, yeah, right, Dad. I said, you're full of bananas. You are looking at your daggum phone. I said, let's get into this situation. So if you need to get a hold of me, I'd love to help you and guide you. If you're out there right now and you think maybe I better buy a Big Mac, but I got to split it because I can't afford two Big Macs, one for my wife and one for myself. This is a time to not set it and forget it. This is a time to pick up the phone, 609-488-4646. If you have questions, I'll do my best to answer you. No cost. No expense, no twisting of arms. People need guidance more than ever now, Alex.
Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group. Scott, how important is it to create an emergency fund or at least have a portion of your retirement savings in liquid assets so that it's there for you to use if you need it in situations like this?
You definitely want liquid assets. Everybody knows that. It's the old adage. Maybe you save 3 to 6 months of savings. That's the old financial adage. But on top of that, Alex, I'm really encouraging our clients that are working that have access to the FSA account or the HSA account. Now, what is that? The FSA is a flexible spending account, or the HSA, the healthcare savings account. Now, these vehicles, as long as there's transportable when you move, I encourage people to really double down because you're going to be using it for medical reasons. So why not get the write-off? Why not? Because based on the tax ramifications, you're not getting a write-off on the federal side. On the state side, you've got to meet a certain exclusion. So I encourage those to have a nice savings account, like you're saying, Alex, maybe 3 to 4 to 5, 6 months. Frankly, right now, I could care less if you have a lot of cash, because I think it's important. But on top of that, the HSA, see it. By the way, if you're listening right now and you have a plan at work, call your HR department and ask, do we have an HSA and do we have an FSA? Is it portable? So if you were to leave, you can take all your money with us. Please do this for yourself. This is part of your retirement planning. Let's fill those puppies up. And also cash. You know what? There's nothing better than cash, because cash is king. As interest rates go up, we can, of course, really buy into some safe vehicles. By the way, the safest vehicle, Alex, right now in this recording period, I've seen some accounts right now at guaranteed 5%, no fees, no cost. And you're guaranteed the 5% returns by some of the companies out there offering it today.
Well, Scott, let's talk more about that as we look to strategies. If we want to be recession ready and, you know, we want to have some things in place for us so we're not worrying about this as much when times like this do come about, because it'll happen again. What can people do?
First of all, as we speak so many times, doing it yourself maybe spend a lot of hours reading and studying. In times that we're facing right now, we've all known that should you go to silver or gold? Should you be buying real estate? Well, the markets are high. Should you have money in cash? Yes, cash could be king. So again, there's other vehicles that are out there that you really want to offset this recession. Is it recession proof? No, it's not recession proof. It's a recession ready, as you well said the correct word, Alex. People say, I'm recession proof. You're full of bananas. It's like going out in the rain. I'm rainproof. Well, your face is going to get wet. Maybe you're not your body. So recession is going to hit every one of us. So we got to go back to the old days. Are we stuck in the life of goods? Are we stuck in the comfort of our lives? Are we, as I read in the book, are we comfortable in all situations, whether we're rich or poor? Are you content? And people need to go back to basics of what is contentment. Could that mean going out to eat every weekend? Could that mean maybe not going out every weekend now? Could that mean, are we watching our tax deductions? What the heck's that got to do with it? Well, we've got to really pay as limited amount of taxes as possible because that's going to probably increase. Do we need to buy a bigger house? And for those of you that are about to retire, should you sell your... I get these questions all the time, Alex. Should I sell my house and wait? Just this morning before our show today, Alex, I had a conversation and I said, you know, you guys might want to go ahead since he wants to retire in 2 years. I said, why not sell your house right now? Since it's the market's very high, and then put the money aside, because as interest rates go up, we all know this, we've been through it before, the house values drop. And as house values drop, we have a lot of cash. So yes, we're throwing money away to rent, maybe if you're moving in a year or two, but there's nothing better than having cash, because when the stock market, or I say the real estate market, starts to go down, now you're using that dollar. You're not shifting from point A to point B, but you're shifting from point A, taking the winnings off the table, waiting, and then maybe you can buy real estate or a lot or what you're planning on doing where you want to move to. So these are some really good things. Having cash available, having money on the side to jump back in the market when it finally kind of calms down and we get some leadership in this industry. And once we get the stronger leadership, I can tell you then we might want to jump in. But these are some ideas. I don't want to lead people telling them right now, Alex, exactly what to do.
No.
But we all know that real estate could be one area. Gold, silver could be another area. Commodities, a good area. Frankly, we have shifted our clients into some of the hedge areas as well as futures. Well, to help protect this market.
And Scott, you're talking about, you know, needing leadership in times like this. And for people who may need some guidance, for people who have questions, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Scott?
I'd love to speak to anybody off the air. No cost. I promise you that. 609-488-4646. Let me say it again. 609-488-4646. And if you enter in .com, you'll pull us right up on the web. And I'd love to field your questions. We get a lot of questions during the week. And thanks for those of you calling in and sharing your feelings, whether you agree or disagree with me. I'm still here. Hey, I'm a human. We both put our pants on the same way, but we are all facing this rapid inflation that we've never seen in many, many years.
There are a lot of things that factor into having a successful retirement, but we're going to simplify it a little bit. When we come back, we're going to talk about four keys to a comfortable retirement right here on Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646.
888-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Who is most likely to be comfortable and confident with their retirement? Doesn't that sound nice? Well, there are a few things you can do to help secure your financial future. Scott with us to break it all down. Let's start here. As the Employee Benefit Research Institute did do a study, found that retirees who say they feel comfortable in retirement have done the same four things. How about that? So we're going to share those four keys with you all today. The first one is going into retirement with little or no debt.
Boy, you know what? This is the biggest challenge I face. I had a beautiful couple come in yesterday. They were 80 and 84. They had $50,000 to their name. And I asked them, how long you've been retired? Oh, Scott, we retired in 2003. Mm. Oh, I'm so excited for you. Almost what? What's that? 20 plus years. And tell me about your situation. They had a $200,000 mortgage. They were spending, as she said, well, Scott, we're only spending out of our accounts $1,000 a month. And so I'm thinking, okay, and we're living our Social Security. So I bought that. I bought into that. Mm-hmm. And I said, do me a favor. Could I see your tax return? This is where the three blind mice come in, Alex.
Yep.
You see, I asked to look at the tax return. Alex, the tax return showed me they were pulling out $24,000 a month.
Oof.
They had $50,000 left. I had to give them the bad news. And I said, well, how long have you been with your advisor? Oh, we've been with him since 2003, 2004, when we retired. I said, when he or she got with you on a yearly basis to explain how money works and how your money's going to last, what did they say? And they said, well, they just said, move my money around. Alex, they had their money in the stock market.
Yep.
And it risky. And they were down 20% year to date, 20%. I said, well, wait a minute. Last year, the market was up almost 20%. So you were spending the earnings. I didn't tell them what I was seeing on the tax return, Alex. If you have a tax return, number one, and you have debt, pay attention. Because when I looked at the tax return, I looked at the debt situation. I said, you know, you guys are taking out $2,000 a month out of your savings. You have a $200,000 mortgage. And when you pass away to the lovely young man of 84 years old, I said, if you pass away, your wife is going to have to make some serious decisions. And so the serious decision is you got to sell the house, you got to downsize, you got to move in with the kids. But no one had that, I call it a come to Jesus meeting. Let's talk about the brass tacks. If you have debt right now, let's focus on it. And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do, write this down. If you're listening, if you can remember one thing right now, just one thing, rolling debt. I want to roll down or pay down my debt through the snowball effect of paying down debt. This is critical. If you need help on that and you have debt, please feel free to call me off the air, 609-488-4646. Scott, when you say snowball, how do I snowball my debt? How do I pay it off quicker? Please call me. Unlike this couple I had, they didn't call me at 609-488-4646. What they did was they kept living the same life, and the financial advisor in their life never guided them through all of the areas, looking at the tax returns, the legal documents, as well as their portfolio. So snowball debt. Number two, the most important, of course, paying down your debt. The most important thing, of course, is paying off as you snowball down the debt. How much cash do we have in the sideline? I asked this lovely couple. Oh, we have a couple $1,000, but we pay our bills off every month. Well, we just refinanced, Scott. Oh, is that to pay back the credit cards? Yes. How much in credit card debt do you have now? They said $8,000 in credit card debt. So what they're doing is they're using the credit card. They don't feel the impact of the debt until it comes due. Then they pull the money out of the IRA accounts, causing more taxation. This is double dumb. So please, Alex, you brought a big point on the first thing in retirement. Let's take a look at the debt. Let's go ahead and have a wrestling match with the debt. And let's go ahead and get this in control.
And we're talking here today with Scott McClain about the four keys to a comfortable retirement. And Scott, I must say, I saw you on TV the other day. Obviously know about the radio show. We know about the book. You're everywhere, but it's very important to you to educate people and just talk about that, Scott, about getting in front of people and why you think that that's important.
You know, I think that's my calling, Alex. I love educating people. My one area was heading out into the field, the mission field, and of course, called into this financial industry. And what I found is the lack of knowledge people have, and they need guidance. They don't need to be told. I am my favorite class, Alex, you'll never guess what it was. It was show and tell. Because I could talk about something, show people things and show them how it works. And I was in kindergarten when my daddy brought back, all over the world. And he traveled, he opened up plants and spoke six languages. My dad was brilliant. And one thing I waited for is when he got home and he opened his bag, he showed me presents. And when he gave me a present, gave my sister a present, I was able to use that to show and tell. Show and tell is important because I need not to tell people what to do, but guide them into making smart decisions with their money when it comes to retirement. This is where the lost art of advising is. People want to sell, but they don't want to educate. They want to tell, but they don't want to walk them through the valley of shadow of death because they think everything's okay. But meanwhile, they've got a left hook wave coming at them that could disaster them, as the young couple I just spoke about. And I had to tell that young couple we just spoke about, Alex, that you need to sell your house, go to low-income housing, use that money, and or move in with your kids. I guarantee you, they probably don't like me. And if they're listening right now, I love you. I'm giving you tough love because comfort, sometimes you have to sacrifice comfort for how do I make sure that if my wife passed away, if I pass away, husband passed away in this case, how can they survive and enjoy life? Isn't that what it's about, Alex?
Absolutely. No, 100%. And the less you have to worry about, the better. And one of the things we worry about the most, run out of money in retirement. That's a real concern. 609-488-4646. And so talking about four keys to a comfortable retirement. First one, going into retirement with little or no debt. That sounds tremendous. The second key to a comfortable retirement, having a clear spend down strategy. Scott, what does that mean?
Spend down strategy. Not only spending down your debt, but spending down your expenses. Alex, if you're out there right now listening, I'm not preaching to you. I promise you I'm not. I'm trying to help guide people make smart decisions. And spend down means, well, maybe to me it means something important. Can I live on a lower means? If you're living on, let's say, $100,000, and then all of a sudden you look at your retirement, you think you have a ton of cash in there, and the advisor says using the rule of 4%, well, do you have enough to live comfortably? Maybe you need to start cutting things out. Some people have said, well, I'm going to go ahead and just buy one car this year, and my wife and I, or my spouse and I, my significant other and I, we can use one car. Maybe it's not going out as much. Maybe it's sharing, and as we did in our church, go have a covered dish dinners and all get together and still have fun, or maybe have people come over and share. Spending down. Maybe you don't have to buy as much clothes. Maybe getting a smaller house, as we're talking to many people. So spending down strategy and paying attention to the numbers. Both spouses need to get together and look at what they're spending and put a spreadsheet together. If you don't want a spreadsheet, because no one likes the cuss word, the B cuss word called budget. No one wants a budget, but I can promise you this, when you're coming off a juicy income and now you're retiring, you need to sit down and figure out what can we live with, what can't we live with. And the biggest cuss word is this, Alex. The biggest cuss word on top of the word budget is no. When your kids want to borrow money from you and you're spending money, this couple was telling me, well, my lovely child was getting a divorce, so we helped him out. What'd you do? Well, we paid her debt down. Is that where the money went? Yeah, a lot of it did. We wanted to help her. I said, why'd you do that? Because that's our child. We wanted to help out. Well, the emotions and practicality, I'm not telling you guys to hate me on the radio right now, but you got to look at this is about you and your love. If you're married, your lovely wife or partner, you've got to pay attention. You've got to pay attention to your money. And as you look at your money, can we afford giving our child $10,000, $20,000 to pay their debt down? What does that look like? If you don't have a financial advisor, run the numbers several different ways. But if you don't have an advisor and want to ask a question, please feel free to call me off the air, 609-488-4646. The reason why is because you might just need another opinion. I'm not going to tell you what to do if you decide to call me at 609-488-4646. But what I'll do is I'll give you my input. And 41 years being in this industry, I've seen a lot of people make decisions that maybe they should have asked somebody else. Because I can tell you, the decisions you make today may affect you, like in this couple, and it's affecting them right now. They could be running out of money. Don't put yourself in this situation, Alex. They don't have to do it. Feel free to give me a call if you wish to, but I want to help you, guide you.
Hey, Scott, a lot of times it's just that big picture. It's just not being able to see the big picture and you know, wanting to solve that problem right now, wanting to help that person in the immediate, wanting to satisfy this desire right now. But Scott, it's really about the big picture and how it all comes together.
You couldn't have said that better, Alex. And when I see the big picture, it happened to me yesterday when I was heading to the office and I asked my wife, you know, where I need to get where's the napkins I got to take with me as I'm driving to work from the farm out in Southampton. And I said, where's the daggum napkins? And she goes, Scott, it's right in front of you. Hmm. There's a big roll of napkins in this.
Right in front of your face, Scott.
It was dead. I mean, like I'm looking all over the place. Sure. I'm running to go out. I want to be on time. And it was right in front of me. If your retirement is right in front of you, you probably need someone to run it by because they are able to. If they're an advisor, they should not be wanting to sell you products. They should be wanting to help solve a problem or a solution or a problem that may be coming down. This is the difference between an advisor and a salesperson. Why? Advisors should be looking at the taxes, the legal and the financial, and then possibly problems coming down the road. And so I can tell you right now, Alex, you know, when you look at the spend down, if you've been doing this thing as long as I have and other advisors out there, they've been doing it a while. The question is, how are you getting guided? Not sold a product, because anybody can sell a product, but educated on what to do. You don't want to buy sneakers when it's snowing out. You probably want to buy boots. Unless you're going to play basketball in the gym, then you might want sneakers. But again, buy the right tools for the right time.
609-488-4646. If you have questions, you can call Scott, 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. Breaking down the four keys to a comfortable retirement, more financial insanity on the way.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
That's right, at the seashore, yeah. You get to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group.
A study from the Employee Benefit Research Institute finding retirees who consider themselves to be comfortable in retirement have done the same four things. And so, Scott, first, let's recap. The first two keys to a comfortable retirement we went over. Number one, going into retirement with little or no debt. And then number two, creating a clear spend down strategy. So, taking us to the next key, having some sort of employer-provided assistance. Talk about that one a little bit, Scott.
You definitely want to get the employer provided assistance, like your 401k. If you have a 401k, make sure you're matching it. You might have a 403b, which is a nonprofit, same as working as the 401a. And you want to make sure the money's put in the right investment choice, especially now. In addition to that, if you're, I think it's 59 and a half and older, you're allowed to do what's called a in-service withdrawal. Most plans offer an in-service withdrawal. Let me give you a heads up. Based on the stock market taking a real challenging time this past year and perhaps going forward for another few years, I believe, perhaps if you're in retirement, you're planning on retirement, you take that money in the 401k, 403b, if you're over 59 and a half, and you roll it out of the plan and put it into some guaranteed accounts. That's right. Or put it into an area, let's say roll it into an IRA. And as you roll it over into an IRA, you still contribute to your 401k, 403b, 457, your TSP. Still keep contributing. But on the money that you pull out and put into IRA, you have the universe of investments to go into. Let me tell you what a universe means. You're not just stuck to the, quote, portfolio they offer, the mutual funds they offer. You're able to go outside into an IRA account. And in this IRA account, you're able to get individual stocks, bonds, preferreds, REITs, BDCs, MLPs, all sorts of yummy types of investments. Maybe you're going to buy managed futures or hedge funds or maybe commodities. You need to be able to be, flexible and able to go when in most of these plans, they don't have it. The second thing is on top of that, maximizing your 401k out and then doing an in-service rollover to perhaps other vehicles out there that are perhaps they've got some guaranteed vehicles like I've seen lately of 5% and going up. Maybe you need to participate in the prepaid legal plan because you need your legals done. Perhaps you get a prepaid legal plan that's very pennies on a dollar, or maybe you're going to go into the, I think it's called the Hyatt legal plan. Great product. See if they have that. And I would definitely look at that to keep your legal expenses down. For your will, power of attorney, living will, healthcare directive, maybe you need a trust. So your legal aspects. And from that, we talk about your healthcare savings account, your HSA. As long as it's portable or you're using it for yourself, the spouse, make sure the HSA is funded or the FSA. The FSA is called the flexible spending account. I love when I see people are really cranking that up because they're cranking it up means putting money into it as long as you can take it with you. You don't want to put it in and then lose it. So you might need to speak to your department there at your work and to see if it's, I don't want to use it or lose it. You don't want that plan unless you have a lot of medical expenses. Then you're tax deferring the money. In other words, you get to write it off on your income. And so you make $50,000 a year and you put $10,000 a year in the HSA. That means your income shows you made $40,000. It's just a tax play. So when your financial advisor looks at the tax return, he or she can guide you. Again, look at all the different areas when we talk about the employer benefit information, as Alex, you well said. And then again, what is your definition of comfortable when you retire? Get that number we just spoke about. Get understand, you know what? You've lived rich, you've lived poor, but you're comfortable. What is your definition of comfortable? Not your kid's definition, not your best friend's definition, your definition of comfortable.
Scott, if people have questions about how they can be more comfortable in retirement, how can they get a hold of you?
I'd love to speak to anybody off the air, no cost, no obligation. I promise you that. We've been educating people at 609- 888-488-4646. Again, love to hear from you. If you got a question, hopefully I've got answers. I pretty much do, or I can call people to get them for you. 609-488-4646.com, by the way. If you just enter .com, it goes right to our website. So you can learn more about my firm and what we do as we grow this firm to helping people make smart decisions with your money, especially going into retirement.
Scott, we'd all love to have a pension, but that seems to be happening less and less. And if I'm not lucky enough to have a private company pension, how can I still achieve a comfortable retirement?
Well, I would really, when you don't have a pension, my best friend Dale, I won't say his last name, he'll probably be laughing at me, but we talk about retirement, and I myself don't have a pension. I've got a nice corporation. I've got tremendous, wonderful employees you all would like to meet with. I promise you would love them to death. But my friend is getting right now from his pension a $3,000 a month, and if he passes away, his wife gets $1,500. I said, Dale, why'd you choose that option? Because I want the highest rate of return. Okay, then I asked him the next question. Well, Dale, in $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year, Dale, I am so happy for you. Do you know what the value of that $3,000 a month is? He goes, what do you mean, $3,000 a month? No. What's the intrinsic, the real value of the $36,000 you're getting per year? He said, well, I don't know. I said, well, Dale, that's equivalent to me having to have $900,000 in the bank pulling out at 4%. So I got to have $900,000. If you're like myself, you're a sole proprietor, you're a corporation, your firm doesn't offer any retirement pension benefits, Scott has to have, using the rule of 4%, if I have $900,000, which is equivalent to Dale's retirement, well, that means I can pull out $36,000. Now, $900,000 sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it, Alex?
Yeah, sounds like a nice chunk of change.
It sounds like you live forever, $900,000.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness, lump sum $900,000. But your best friend is in your back pocket called, well, it's not best friend, actually your worst enemy. It's called the IRS, our Uncle Sam. And the IRS wants a piece of that $900,000. So how you strategically have income for life, there are vehicles, Alex. Once you determine how much you need and comfortably need, there's vehicles out there that could give you an income for the rest of your life for you, your spouse, your significant other. And then on top of that, when you plan for that, you might want to make sure for those of you that have a significant other or your spouse, you might want to think about putting your assets into a trust to protect it from nursing home expenses. I see a lot of financial advisors, Alec, they're forgetting this very vital part of planning is, how do we protect the assets? Well, maybe we need to have a irrevocable trust with a special provision so we can have this step up in basis. This is, again, part of the planning, not just money, but the whole holistic picture, not a simplistic picture.
Talking about four keys to having a comfortable retirement, and we just went over the having an employee provided assistance, we're discussing a pension, and if we're talking about having guaranteed income, you got to throw out Social Security as well. So that can be an option for folks. And how do we make sure people are making the right decision there, Scott?
Alex, I forgot that. Thanks for bringing it up, because we do Social Security planning.
I mean, it's
well
a good detail.
Tax planning.
Yeah, it's part of it, though, right?
And the biggest, here we're in Halloween time, and you could make a mistake. And the mistake they could make is the couple. I got off the phone with this couple this morning at 8:30. And this couple, his wife is taking Social Security. She is 72. And her income right now on her Social Security, and I've spoken to this couple several times, she is receiving right now $1,800 a month on her Social Security. And she's 72. Her husband, we were doing this meeting this morning, her husband is 68, still working, not taking Social Security. And I asked him, I said, why aren't you taking the spousal benefit? See, he can claim the spousal benefit. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm looking at my notes. And every year I've been asking you about this, take the spouse a benefit because you do qualify because the laws have changed on Social Security. Well, she was getting $1,800 a month. He is past the full retirement age, FRA. If you look it up on your statements, guys and girls out there. Well, hers was $1,800. Did you know? And I said, why don't you apply for the spousal benefit, not your benefit, right now? And I'd like you to right now go ahead and you're able to take $800 extra a month. Keep working, but you have an extra $800. Now put that in your 401k, in his case, the FSA. And I said, increase your savings. He said, I could do that. Because of all of the choices that you have in Social Security, by the way, Alex, there's 587 different ways to take Social Security. Can you imagine how people get confused?
Yeah.
And the number one way, Alex, versus the number two could mean an extra $100,000 of income over one's lifetime. So choosing the right Social Security when you go into retirement, this is like the three-legged stool, cash in the bank, savings or retirement account and pension money, and then, of course, your Social Security. Those three entities, and I throw in one other entity, which is not the leg, but taxation. How can I make my retirement the most comfortable for my spouse, my significant other, my partner? How can I make that? And this is where you have to look at your investments, your savings. Maybe you want to move and build that new house. Let's take a look at the whole picture, not just one piece of the picture, which I see these daggum investment guys and girls. They look at one thing, what can I get versus how can I help?
Well, and again, it's that big picture, Scott. Like we mentioned earlier, it's how everything plays together. And when you're making your Social Security decision, it's the big picture as well. Yeah, one thing might look real good in the immediate or in a couple years, but over the long haul, what is going to make the most sense? And so as we wrap up this segment here, give people an opportunity if they have questions, how can they get a hold of you, Scott?
Please feel free to call me 609-488-4646. That's my radio studios. You'll get me. Now, if you don't get me, please, when you call 609-488-4646, speak to my staff. They are wonderful. And see, I'd like to speak with Scott. I know he's busy because we're servicing our clients. They're number one. Tell him you want to speak to Scott and give him a quick heads up what it's a little bit about, and I will make time to speak to you off the air in a private conversation. Or perhaps you would like say, Scott, I want to come in and have a come to Jesus meeting. Okay, great. Bring you and your significant other if you're married, or you maybe have a partner, come on in, here to help you. So give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. By the way, happy Halloween. So you'll get the treat you deserve by planning now.
Scott McClain and the amazing team at McClain Advisory Group, 609-488-4646.com. If you want to see them online as well. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. More on the way.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Why doesn't Sherlock Holmes pay a lot in taxes? Because he makes brilliant deductions. Welcome back to Financial Insanity, brought to you by McClain Advisory Group.
Lots to think about when you're heading into retirement. One of those things is whether or not you should continue working. This is the retirement yay or nay segment. So a survey by Express Employment Professionals staffing agency indicating 79% of workers between 57 and 75, 79%, nearly 8 out of 10, say they would rather be semi-retired rather than fully retired. Scott, does that make sense? And what are some possible pros and cons to this kind of approach?
What a crazy statement. I remember I laughing because I'm thinking about mom and dad. And I remember when daddy retired and he calls me up. I'm in New Jersey. He's in Florida in Jacksonville. And he says, son, I got to get a job. I said, but daddy, you're retired. Son, I want you to understand I love your mother. I just can't be around her all day.
Hey, you know, you got to be honest in relationships, you know?
And I started laughing. I didn't understand. I was a lot younger than I am now. And, you know, good thing mom and dad are in heaven hanging out waiting for me. Okay. Got good news. They can wait. But I that stays in my mind when you made that statement, because first of all, I don't know how people can turn the engines off. Me, I'm looking at expanding my firm, but other people are enjoying their retirement. God bless everyone. The question is, when you retire, the hard challenge is, should you keep working? Well, find something. If you love your job, then frankly, you're not working. That's me. I don't have to work. We're blessed enough. I love our clients. I love people. I will continue to work until God calls me home, as far as it looks right now. And luckily, he hasn't called me. The second thing is, other people maybe want to try a different vocation. Maybe they go from being a nurse, a doctor. Maybe they're a toll collector. Maybe they're a sanitation engineer. Well, that's okay. But they want to do something else and they want to find something. So maybe they want to work. So I can't answer that question for anybody here. But daggummit, my best friend in Jacksonville, Florida, Dale, always makes fun of me because I want to work 100 miles an hour. That guy could sit in his yard, sit around the campfire and have a couple of adult beverages and enjoy life. Good old Southern boy. We grew up since age 6. And he always makes fun of me and teasingly because I'm 100 miles an hour. Difference of personalities. Dale likes to rake his yard. I like talking to clients. I can afford someone to rake my yard, but I love talking. So what is your vocation? Don't just leave to leave. There's got to be a compelling reason. Maybe you want to travel with your beautiful spouse or husband, wife, and maybe you want to take a trip. Maybe you want to maybe take care of dogs and or cats, and maybe you want to get in that. Maybe you want to go out and maybe start a lawn service part-time because you love taking care. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you, you better have some type of game plan because you could be watching prices, right? And that crap gets older, I can tell you. For sure. So let's say you're 65 years old. You want to go from company A and you have a 401k and you want to go to company B and it has a 403b. Well, and you love your work. One mistake I found is you roll the money over to an IRA. Now, why would that be a mistake? Well, maybe you plan on working a long time. Maybe you should roll it over to the new company if they accept it so you don't have to take the required minimum distributions at 72. Now, frankly, if you don't think you're going to be working until 72, then you roll it over to an IRA and you've got a lot of universal products that you could buy or get involved in to protect your money. In these times right now, whether they're good times or bad times, you need to invest that money. So the question number one is, if you're going from job A to job B, should you roll over the money to a plan? Next thing is, what choices they give you. This is really important. And in retirement, you know what? If you love what you do, find something else. Speak to your spouse or a significant other. If you're by yourself, maybe you want to go mountain climbing or water skiing like my sport, or just hang gliding like I did. I can tell you there's a lot of fun things, but you got to figure out what you're going to do, and what kind of fun is it going to be?
Maybe you need a first opinion. Maybe you need a second opinion about whether you should keep working, how much in retirement. Either way, Scott can be reached at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, at a.com for the website. So earlier, we'll just call it 80% of workers between 57 and 75 said they'd rather be semi-retired rather than fully retired. So Scott, I mean, is this just the end of retirement as we know it?
No. And I think the biggest thing is, and what we spoke about, Alex, is You know, I think forgot to bring up the health coverage. The insurance is before you leave work. You may just want to stay there and get the health coverage because maybe you're 63 years old.
Sure.
And Medicare is not kicking in until 65. And the health insurance could be as expensive as ever. So I forgot to bring that up as a downside of retiring. Maybe you get a part-time job that offers health benefits. This could be beneficial. And what if you have a wonderful spouse who has no health coverage? Or like my conversation, we were putting a trust together for a client and they have a special needs son. He's on the insurance. Well, that's a whole nother world on the area of part-time or full-time, whatever. Now, other areas of part-time work, Alex, I'm not sure, but you know, you think about taking Social Security too early. Should you take it or not too early? Should you keep working? And so I don't want to leave that out. I think I might have left it out a little bit before. There's so many choices that could drive your money in the ground. And especially if the stock market is dropping, it could really cannibalize your assets and make you have to work.
Well, and Scott, people generally are healthier, generally living longer, and therefore could possibly have a longer retirement. You were in the past, you know, 10, 20 years, maybe it's 20, 30 years. And so you have to account for that, Scott. And that's just a longer amount of time, obviously, to have a steady paycheck or something there to fill that gap. And so that's what makes this so interesting. You don't want to just retire, have nothing to do for a lot of reasons. Financial is definitely one of them, but also like you hinted to earlier, a lot of it's just mental as well and your physical health and giving yourself some purpose and keeping that brain sharp.
That's so important. The purpose. Maybe the purpose is those of you right now that are in or near retirement. Maybe you're in retirement. You need to find a new hobby. You need to try a new sport or maybe a new venture. Maybe you need to try go out, you and your significant other or spouse, or meet new friends, be around people. Don't just cavitate yourself, lock yourself into your room. Just get out and enjoy what we've been so blessed with, this beautiful country. I mean, we could talk about the Democrats and Republicans and get all stuck in the muck and not enjoy life. This is disastrously depression. Leave the politics aside and just be a friend. Just love on people. We're allowed to have our own opinions. And when people aren't allowed to have their own opinions, get away from those people. If they don't respect you, then you don't need to be around each other. We all need respect. And especially times like this, coming out of the COVID era, coming out of the, you know, being isolated. Oh my gosh, it is so many devastating things that are come down the line because of this. Get out and meet people. Understand what you're doing. But again, as you said, be very careful with your money because we're living a lot longer. And by taking out too much money in the go-go years, are you going to have enough money in the slow-go years? Are you going to run out of money? And we talked about that in several of our shows, Alex, called reverse dollar cost averaging, where you have to pull a lot more money out. You have to sell a lot more shares just to get the same income. So positioning your money to last a longer time so you have an income that will last the rest of your life. That's why people call us at our studios. Scott, how can I have that income that will last the rest of my life so I can put my head on my pillow and say I can sleep well at night? 609-488-4646. I'll be able to talk to you if you'd like and maybe help you with some of those areas of concern. I'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. Before you make the arduous decision, where do you invest? Should you retire, not retire? And what are your options? There's a lot to discuss, Alex. You know, guys, I was thinking about this gentleman who went back to work to celebrate his 100th birthday. This one guy in Jersey, however, decided to do exactly the opposite. His name is Bill Hansen, and he celebrated his 100th birthday by returning back to his work, which he diligently for 32 years loved. And so Fred Hutchinson, the CEO of Hutchinson Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, well, he signed an agreement to go back to the work for one day. And he welcomed with a big birthday cake and a full day of assignments. He loved it. And he took off about 15 minutes after we signed the agreement. He said the agreement to get to work. And the Hutchinson said he had to spend a lot of time where he could be at the company before he retired at age 97. And didn't have much to say for retirement life. He said, quote, "I hate being retired. I never had a job where I didn't want to go to work in the morning." Hansen said, and he attributes much of his happiness in life to his love of his work, his wife, and his family. You see, for retirement, it could be forever. But what is your forever? Is it working? Is it enjoying life? It's about what you have and the quality of your life. Quality of your life, psychologically we spoke about, emotionally, and financially. Can you do it? Make that decision. I'd love to talk to you. 609-488-4646. This is important.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.